Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Welcome back to Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now, a review of a new online play at Baltimore Center Stage. It's called A Play for the Living in a Time of Extinction. Full disclosure, the playwright, Miranda Rose Hall, is my daughter. Here's guest theater critic Mike Giuliano.
Although we all know that climate change is a major reason why the world is in such bad shape, it still helps to have somebody who is really in the know to connect the dots in terms of causes and consequences. Scientists and politicians can do that for us, but Center Stage reminds us that playwrights who've done their homework also have that illustrative ability. The world premiere of Miranda Rose Hall's A Play for the Living in a Time of Extinction could hardly be more timely in that respect. By way of causes, Hall takes us all the way from the primordial Big Bang through various mass extinctions over the ages. Indeed, right up through the present age, in which human activity is directly responsible for such dire consequences as the threatened extinction of thousands of species of plants and animals. Lest you think you're in for a hectoring academic lecture, Hall skillfully uses the tools of the theatrical trade to tell the story of climate change. Brevity is the soul of ecological wit in that regard, because the play's brisk 78-minute running time ensures that viewers will have time to watch the show and then apply its lessons to their own lives. Hall relies upon some really basic stagecraft to make sure our attention remains on the vital issues. For starters, there's only one character in this play, Naomi, who occupies a stage otherwise filled with little more than a few pieces of casual furniture, arranged inside and around an igloo-sized geodesic dome that Buckminster Fuller would recognize. And while we're visualizing spherical forms, the single most important prop in the show is a regular-sized plastic beach ball whose surface is a global map. Subtle? No, but this is not a subtle issue. Anyway, Naomi explains to the handful of spectators at the taped Center Stage performance and to the larger number of us viewing from home that she is co-founder of a small theater company whose only play, the show within this show, is titled Climate Beasties. As it is, Naomi is already the company's dramaturge, stage manager, and light board operator. Naomi goes on to explain the circumstances that prevent other company members from being here for tonight's performance, and so she, as the only person on stage, will have to do her best to convey the ecological message in Climate Beasties. This is where actor Lindsay Rico truly shines as Naomi. Rico convincingly handles the understandably nervous Naomi's tendency to speak in a way that is both halting and rushed. Rico also conveys how Naomi's casual conversational nature is not at the expense of intense emotions that eventually boil over. Lindsay Rico and the director of the Center Stage production, Tybee Magar, have a firm command of how to present Naomi in such a way that we like her and don't need to fret that this inherently didactic material will become overly didactic in the telling. As for that telling, Naomi's relatively quick history of the world reminds you of things you should have been paying more attention to during science class lectures. Arriving at the modern age in warp speed, Naomi reminds us that our consumer-driven lifestyle threatens the very existence of many species. Let's listen to what Naomi has to say about the current wave of threatened extinctions.
The sixth extinction is this situation, which is now. It's happening now. We are living in the midst of a major mass extinction. And it's hard to comprehend. It is hard to wrap your head around the fact that in the last 50 years in my mother's lifetime, the Earth has lost 2/3 of its wildlife. 2/3.
Lindsay Rico as Naomi. As Naomi goes on, she uses everything from handheld puppets to a song to a direct Q&A with the in-theater audience to hammer home her ecological points. This global agenda is reinforced by Naomi's reminder that we also need to think locally. Indeed, playwright Miranda Rose Hall grew up in Baltimore, and she has Naomi recall a favorite tree in her childhood neighborhood of Reservoir Hill.
There was a tree at the end of my block. I called that my tree. And my mom would pick me up and let me touch the branches and the leaves, which were so soft and like this big, very green. That was the first part of nature that I ever felt deeply, deeply connected to, that I ever really deeply loved.
Naomi also discusses how the ramifications of climate change play out in cities such as Baltimore, including the gap in average life expectancy in predominantly white and black neighborhoods. It's all smartly explained with stories, statistics, slides, and songs. As Naomi herself acknowledges, we all like to hear stories. And, ironically, a shortcoming of this short play is that we don't hear a bit more about Naomi's own story. For that matter, it would be nice to hear more detailed stories about some of the slide lecture illustrated endangered species. Of course, wanting to know more is a healthy impulse, and so on your own, you can learn about the giant Australian cuttlefish. A Play for the Living in a Time of Extinction is streaming at Center Stage through August 8th. For Midday, I'm Mike Giuliano.
Mike Giuliano is a freelance arts and culture reporter and a regular contributor to the Baltimore Sun and the Sun's media group papers. He's also a professor of film and interdisciplinary arts at Howard Community College. We'll have links to A Play for the Living in a Time of Extinction on our website, wipr.org/midday. That's it for us today. Coming up on the program tomorrow, USA Today's Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page joins me to discuss her terrific new biography, Madam Speaker, Nancy Pelosi and the Lessons of Power. She'll join me tomorrow here on Midday. And by the way, on Wednesday, we'll bring you the interview I recorded last week with Dr. Anthony Fauci, in which we talked about the challenge of persuading unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. That's coming up on Wednesday. Stay tuned now for Here and Now, coming up right after the NPR newscast at the top of the hour. And later tonight, be sure to download the Daily Dose podcast, WIPR's digest of the day's top news stories. I also hope you'll check out the Chesapeake Connect podcast, a series of conversations that I'm hosting about regional cooperation between jurisdictions in the Baltimore metro area. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You're listening to your NPR News station. Member supported 88.1 WYPR.